Hi everyone, I'm Revlyn and I'm here today with Liana to discuss about what's going on in Libya.
Hello.
As we know, there is some sort of slave trade or market going on in Libya right now. Liana, so what is exactly going on?
Before we can explain what's going on, we need to talk about how it first started. The slave trade was brought to public attention when a viral video of people being auctioned off was taken right outside of the country's capital. You can hear the men being sold for as little as $400. The Libyan slave trade happens when African migrants passing through Libya on their way to Europe to find asylum from war, famine, and that's not even a complete thing. Okay. The Libyan slave trade happened because many African migrants have been passing through Libya on their way to Europe to find asylum from war. But on their way there, they're caught up in the slave trade.
In other countries, this would probably be harder to sell people as slaves, but Libya is such a largest country. Libya is considered a failed state by most because a rule of law hasn't been enforced yet.
The government is truly broken because they still haven't found a solution to this problem.
So, basically the government in Libya has fractured into smaller battalions and gangs. So, militias and gangs. So, literally, there is no control whatsoever.
This almost reminds me of the transatlantic slave trade that happened hundreds of years ago.
How so?
In the way that people are taking advantage of African Americans to profit from them.
Oh, yeah, I get it. People were being taken against their will and being awfully mistreated. It's very similar. There are some differences, though.
The only difference is that they're not leaving the continent on boats, and it was legal to own slaves back then.
Another difference is that it was white Europeans that were controlling the whole slave trade. Now it's African Americans taking control, using their own people as worker puppets. Even though it is sad, it's not as extreme than it was 16th to 18th century ago. Millions died during that time.
Yeah, but it's still pretty sad how people in this day and age are still doing this kind of method to get people to work for them. People shouldn't be forced to do labor work if they don't want to, especially at a time where they're trying to seek asylum and safety from somewhere so dangerous.
Sometimes I wonder why Libya? Like, out of all places, why do most people go seek asylum from Europe? Like, why do people go there to go seek asylum from Europe when other countries are closely near Europe? Like, there's Egypt, there's Morocco,
It's mostly because Libya is the main transit point for refugees and migrants trying to reach Europe by sea.
Oh, I see. I see why people are getting away with this capturing and selling of people.
Why is that?
Besides the fact that Libya is corrupted, it's how the migrants are placed. Some of them are located in detention centers that provide not too much security or attention, so it is very easy for kidnappers to make their way in and capture with them. So with lawless government and not secure way to protect migrants, there is no way to stop this cycle.
Oh wow, that's really awful. Is the UN or EU trying to make solutions or save these people, since the country of Libya can't really do it by themselves?
Well, African and European leaders met and agreed on an urgent evacuation plan that would see about 15,000 people flown out of Libya.
At least something's being done, but still so many people are trapped there.
I know, but the UN Security Council held an emergency meeting and said it would be stepping up its work to stop the abuses.
Is their work enough?
I guess we'll just have to wait and see how the situation is handled.
Well, Mervlin, it was really nice talking to you.
Same to you, Liana. Have a great rest of your day, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
It was so good.